Okay, so let's summarize everything we learned about deployment on AWS. So first, CloudFormation, which is an AWS-only tool, which is allowing you to do infrastructure as code and works with almost all types of AWS resources. This allows you to create templates, and these templates can be used to deploy infrastructure on AWS and to use these templates across different regions and accounts to make your infrastructure truly repeatable. Then we have Beanstalk, which is, again, AWS only, so Elastic Beanstalk, which is a platform as a service, or PaaS, and it's limited to certain programming languages or Docker. You can deploy your code consistently with a known architecture, for example, using the combination of a load balancer, EC2 instances, and an RDS database. Code deploy is to deploy and upgrade any applications onto servers, and this can be done on AWS, for example, your EC2 instances, but also can be done on your on-premises infrastructure, and this is why it's called a hybrid type of service. Systems Manager, yet again, is a hybrid type of service, which allows you to patch, configure, and run commands at scale across all your servers. So that's for all the deployment services, but now let's talk about the developer services. We've learned about code commits, which does come up in the exam, which is to store code in a private Git repository, giving you a version-controlled code repo. Code build, which is allowing you to build and test your code in AWS in a serverless fashion. Code deploy, which is allowing you to deploy code onto servers. So I bundle it both into the deployment and the developer services because they go along. Code pipeline, to do the orchestration of a pipeline within AWS. So from your code to your build to your test, your deployment and your provisioning and so on. Code artifact, to store software packages and dependencies on AWS. Code star, which is giving you this unified view, one-stop shop to allow developer to do CI/CD and code directly. And finally, Cloud9, which is a cloud IDE, so integrated development environment, which allows you to edit the code directly from within a web browser and has some collaboration features to do pair programming, for example. And then we have the CDK to define your cloud infrastructure using a programming language, for example, JavaScript, TypeScript, Java, Python, etc. And this gets compiled into a CloudFormation template. So that's it. I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next section.